Evil Dead Rise.
Evil Dead Rise.
Evil Dead Rise.
Rise.
Rise. Evil Dead Rise. 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 Evil Dead Rise. Rise. Rise.
Murder Me Mommy.
Yeah, we watched it.
We did. Boy, did we. Packed theater Sunday night.
Sunday night. Yeah, like
full. Absolutely full.
Here's an honest question. When's the last time you saw like a packed theater?
It definitely wasn't for Tenet during COVID.
It wasn't for Tenet. Okay.
It was me and one other guy for Tenet. Probably the closest I saw No Way Home, probably.
Yeah, I was thinking No Way Home, but like
Eternals.
No, the Eternals was not packed, was it?
I remember there being a lot of people.
Oh, God. We should talk about the Eternals one of these days, but we're not.
Nope. We're talking Evil Dead Rise.
We are talking about Evil Dead Rise.
It's kind of a first reaction. We're not going to do our whole 2.5 hour deep dive into a movie. Just kind of like what we thought about the new Evil Dead movie.
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Yes. I liked Evil Dead Rise. It was a real corker. hot dog.
We have a wiener. Evil Dead Rise.
You know what? It was a movie. It was a movie-ass movie.
And
right?
A horror movie. A good horror movie.
Yeah, and I just love horror-ass horror movies. Yeah, I realized I don't actually need to.
No, you don't have to look at the computer. Yeah. We can look at each other.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Tyler McCarty, and I'm not Bruce Campbell.
Hi, I'm Nate Boyd. I'm not Bruce Campbell. This is the Bruce Campbell Podcast Minisode.
Minisode! If you want more of these, let us know, because it would be easy for us, honestly.
Yeah.
No, we saw Evil Dead Rise this weekend.
Yeah. And
what are your thoughts?
Yeah, so I like Evil Dead Rise. I thought it was a real popcorn movie. It's a popcorn movie. You don't think too much about it. Just kind of be enveloped in it, because if you start thinking about it.
Oh, then it unravels.
Then there are problems.
Yeah.
If you don't think about it, then you're actually set. You're good. It's a great movie.
Yeah, like. One, the performances in this movie are really strong for horror movies. Like, everybody was really strong. Like, especially Alyssa Sutherland, the mom.
Yeah.
Like, she was fucking fantastic.
Unsettling.
Unsettling, fucking hot. Like
it can be both.
Well, they are both to me. A mother that can murder me who looks like that. Yeah, I'll take 10.
Right, and like it shows that we've gone a really long way since like Cheryl sitting on the floor, Linda sitting on the floor, just kind of singing a nursery rhyme.
Yeah,
right. Like now, like honestly, the mommy—I don't know her name.
Mommy, Maggot Mommy. She's going online.
Maggot Mommy. She has like a fantastic horror movie smile.
Yes,
right.
Better than the movie Smile, I would say.
I haven't seen the movie Smile.
It's fine. It's not as good as this.
No, this is a better smile.
This rules, man.
Right, where it's like this kind of like manic energy smile. Where it's just like, you know, I'm happy that I'm gonna be like, you know, swimming in your guts.
Yeah, it's like, what if your BPD girlfriend could actually kill you? Like,
that's what you got?
No, that was a joke. No, like she is. Super fucking fantastic.
Yep.
Sort of, she's really good at blending motherly mania with horror menace, which is like.
Well, that's what the movie's about, kind of.
Yeah.
Right.
It's got a weird relationship with motherhood. Don't think about it.
Well, like the relationship is she wants to unbirth her family.
Yep.
Right. She wants to stick them all back in.
Go crawl back up your mom, basically.
Which is a great horror movie concept.
Uh-huh.
I do really like that.
Yep. Don't like the abortion stuff in this movie.
Don't like the abortion stuff.
Do we need to talk about it?
You just did.
Like, we can't do our deep dive because it's still in the theaters and we're not going to pirate it because we don't want spyware or like a cam rip of this. No, we want high quality. This is shot really well, interesting. We want to see it nice in HD when it comes out. But this movie has a strange relationship to abortion and women's rights.
Yeah, among other things, right? So the scene in particular, the one that... That's the thing that kind of hurt me in this movie is that, you know, I would really be enjoying myself just like cruising along like, yeah, things are going great. I love the setup. And then something will happen that will just pull me out of it. And this is one of those scenes, right, where Maggot Mommy's on top of a pregnant groupie.
Yeah. Lady Ash.
Lady Ash.
Yeah.
And she says, I'm going to swallow your soul. And then she stops. She's like, oh.
Grabs her belly.
Grabs her belly and says, oh, two souls, which subtle.
Subtle, yeah.
Like
and creepy. Like, Deadites are known for playing on people's worst fears, like their insecurities, all that. But then it's like they had set up this character had already had abortions. Like, she didn't want this pregnancy. Like, she was coming to see her sister to help take care of it. There's even dialogue about
She's wanting a family.
Yeah.
You know, but her lifestyle, though, means that she can't have a family.
Yeah. And so, like.
Which has undertones. And you know, like, so I think, like, abortion stuff aside, like, oh, two souls, like, no, embryo.
And I've seen the arguments like, oh, the Deadites just using your insecurity to make you feel guilty about it. Yeah, sure. But at the end of the movie, she's like, I'm ready to have this baby. Like, I can't wait to have my baby. And it's like, so the Deadite was right. There are two souls in there.
Yeah,
it's weirdly like reactionary in its politics, and horror by its nature is reactionary in its politics. Like, the genre itself is.
But it sends a message, right? Like, you know, horror movies should, you know, when they're done well, they have a message, right? Like Dawn of the Dead has a very clear message about how we spend our money and our time in our lives.
Yeah. Cabin in the Woods, like, hey, maybe we should let the old gods take over the earth. Maybe our time is done.
Yeah, I think that the last one is the right one. But like, and so if you look at it from that way, then Evil Dead's undercurrent is, hey, maybe our lifestyles suck and we should actually go back to more traditional values.
Yeah, we should have a family. Like, there's the whole thing of like, where's dad? Our dad left us, which that's fine.
You know what it is? It's the horror movie equivalent of the de-bimbification meme. Sexy lady picks up a book and then she turns into...
the sexy lady picks up the Necronomicon.
Yeah, right, though? Like, really? Like, you know, sexy lady picks up the Necronomicon and then realizes she wants to have a family. And then she looks so much more happy and content.
Yeah.
With the idea being that you can only be happy and content with a traditional family.
Yeah, or carrying a pregnancy to term.
Right, of white cisgender family members.
Yeah, so that's hard. So the actor who plays Danny is a trans man, and like a lot of the people online are like, oh yeah, this rules, a trans actor playing a role where like the transness doesn't factor into a lot of it. In fact, a lot of people are like, oh, did they even say that he was trans? They don't say it in the script, but in the final picture of them in the car at the end of the movie, Danny's colored in the trans colors. Like, in the picture, he's wearing a hoodie that's the trans colors.
Yeah, so, like...
It's subtle.
Yeah, what it is a political movie chameleon.
Yeah.
Right? Because this movie has to sell well.
Yeah.
Everyone who watches it, in theory, should like it.
Yeah.
And...
Which, so far, is true. Even us, we like it.
It's yeah, very much so, right? And it, you know, so when you approach something like, you know, having a trans character, you can look at it from two lenses, the lens that we look at it and the lens that I looked at it until it was pointed out by you was that, oh, this is cool. Yeah. Of course, like, this is just a normal family and, you know, it sucks. These things are happening to this normal family, but it's fine.
Yeah.
Right. That's my lens. 'Cause I think I have a healthy relationship with gender.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Right? You know, but like,
to paint that I don't.
No, not that you do, but like, you were looking at it at a stronger critical lens than I was at the time, right? And so, what did you say?
This movie is a movie where the trans member of the family summons an evil dead that kills everyone except for the cisgender blonde child.
Right, the literal Aryan child. The
Aryan
group.
Child, yeah.
Right.
But I know it's not meaning. Like, that's the thing about this movie. You look at it with your politics, you will see your politics reflected back, whether it's right, left, or weird thing in the middle.
Right. So, like, if I was a fucking chud, then I would look at the trans character and it's like, oh, this person went too far in their feelings.
Or, and a lot of the right wing response to this is like, this is how they should do trans character. They're just there, but they never mention being trans. Like, it just can't be a big deal. Like, transgender cannot be a part of their identity if it's in a movie.
See, I went to a darker place with it, which was that, like, okay, this trans character, is the one who commits the original movie horror sin mm-hmm. of like playing the forbidden record.
Yeah.
That
breaking into a bank vault, right. stealing stuff, playing the forbidden record.
Right. And so like if I was a fucking chud and I, you know, saw this, I'm like, oh, it's because they're playing too much with biology and nature and they're too adventurous. And, you know, they're trying to do something that they're not destined to do.
Right. Yeah,
I mean, like, but like, the movie doesn't fucking say that.
Yeah, it's not like you know, this is all analysis of the stuff in the movie more than just the script,
right? So, like, if you
like, the optics matter. I'm sorry, they fucking matter.
They do, but like, also, the movie doesn't explicitly say it. And if I went together with like an extended family of like, you know, left leaning, you know, mm-hmm. us,
yeah, we're left leaning,
like, okay, leftists, right? Mm-hmm. Liberals. You know, right leaning and you know, chuds.
Yeah.
Right. And we all saw this movie. We would all, in theory, be able to walk out of it and say that was a good movie.
Yeah.
And that upsets me in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because, like, I think that, well, it's well designed.
Yeah.
It's a fucking well designed movie.
And I mean,
and I'm like, that's a bit bad. That's bad because you're not saying anything. Right. I mean, yeah. Then again, I do like the reflective natures of movies. I like watching movies and thinking about how I react to you know, situations and like, you know, what my thoughts are.
Yeah.
And so like in that way, it's a successful movie. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
No, like the horror set pieces were really good. Like
I love the apartment instead of the cabin.
Putting an Evil Dead in the city in an apartment, that was a fucking great move.
Yep. Same with Predator.
Man. Yeah.
Just put them both in the city.
Evil Dead versus Predator.
I'd watch it.
I would watch the fuck out of that. No, like, I thought the performances were fantastic. I thought the practical horror effects they did were also good because a lot of it was makeup.
Oh,
like, the elevator of blood filling with blood. That is the most Evil Dead shit in the fucking world. And it ruled.
It was a fucking wet movie. That movie was wet.
Yeah, they got a child wet with blood.
Oh, yeah. Like, I don't know if this is just me getting, like, older.
Oh, yeah. Talk. Yeah. Because you had some feelings about this.
You know, like, so watch the movie, I guess. Is what I'd say.
Spoilers. 10 minutes into the spoiler filled.
We already did spoilers.
Yeah.
So, but like, well, so you can't really spoil this movie.
No.
But yeah. So everyone in the family, they get got by the Evil Dead.
Yep.
And except for the, you know, the groupie mommy.
Yeah, the Ash surrogate.
Ash surrogate.
She even gets her hand wounded, like, right. Ash.
And the little girl.
Yeah.
And the more I thought about it, I'm like, this little girl isn't, like, CG. Like, you know, like, the effects are practical. And, like, also just, I don't know how I feel about child actors anymore. Right? Like, we've all seen enough child actors just get fucked up.
Yeah.
I've been looking into Brooke Shields.
Oh, like, God. Yeah, like, Brooke Shields' Blue Lagoon fucking destroyed her.
Like, there's shit that happens to child actors. And so when I, like, see a child actress, like, you know, going through the horror movie completely, right?
Yeah.
From beginning to end, having to run and chase and be scared. I'm just like,
a shot in the face with blood.
Yeah, like, this is fucking up this kid, and I don't, like, that doesn't make me feel good. It makes me feel sad, right? Yeah. When I see, like, teenagers, like, you know, 14, 15-year-olds getting fucking eviscerated, like, yeah, that makes me feel sad a little bit.
Yeah.
Especially when they don't deserve it.
Yes, which no one in this movie, like, I would say truly deserved it.
Right. No one in this movie, like, truly deserved to be got.
No.
Right? Whereas in, like, the other Evil Deads, like, yeah, there were, like, minor infractions, right, as they are in most horror movies.
Yeah.
Minor infractions, yeah, like, oh, you sleep around too much.
Yeah. Right? I mean, that's what I was saying. Like, horror as a genre is reactionary. It's about punishing people that we find morally incorrect.
Right. Right. So, but, like, yeah, so, like, what's wrong with this family?
There's no dad and they're liberals.
Yeah, but, that's, like, that's why they're morally incorrect.
Oh, God, that reminds me. So another thing that bothered me. Sorry, I did like this movie a lot.
It's hard to, like,
like, critic, yes, like, digging into the politics of this and, like, the deeper meanings of what stuff could mean. It makes this movie more complicated, which I think is a strength of the movie. But it's also its weakness because at one point, the other, like, teenage daughter is writing a sign because they talked about going to a protest.
Yeah.
And the sign says, what, make Earth clean again or whatever?
Yeah, it's a MAGA play on.
And it's like, so this family's leftward leaning, like even their politics is completely defined as a reaction to the right wing.
It's a punk family too, right?
Yeah. The mom's a tattoo artist.
Mom's a tattoo artist. Like, you know, the oldest son is like a DJ.
Yeah.
You know, the middle daughter is like going out to protests. And the youngest daughter is into horror movies, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, those are their sins.
Yeah,
but being, like, but to me, like, I don't.
They're not sins.
So it just made me sad when they died,
which is not really reflected in the other characters, which is kind of a bummer because one of the features of Evil Dead movies is some horrible fucked up shit happening to someone, and then the person next to them reacting and screaming and being scared. Like I think of Evil Dead 1, where. What's her name? She's like, her eyes. What's wrong with her eyes?
Not Cheryl.
Cheryl's in the cellar. There's Linda and the other one. Sandy? It doesn't matter.
Fucking names. They're the worst names.
I'll never get them right. I've seen that movie like 400 times, and I still can't get that right. But
It's like mayonnaise from Arrested Development.
Yeah, Anne.
It's like Anne. You can't see her.
No, but... The characters don't react to the deaths of the people around them to a weirdly disaffected degree, which might just be a sign of movies and us as a culture now. Like, we're not as emotional, or at least outwardly emotional. I don't know. Maybe.
It segues into, like, the biggest criticism, which is weird considering all the politics stuff we talked about. But the biggest criticism, the thing that actually kind of, like, soured the movie on me was that, you know, it's a fan service movie. And I think the reason why the groupie, I wish I knew her name.
I could look it up, but I'm not going to.
Yeah, we'll do this later.
She's Lady Ash.
Lady Ash. Like, the reason why Lady Ash doesn't react is because Ash is a cool badass, according to, like, you know,
the
popular consensus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. And so she has to be the cool badass, even though, like, her nieces and nephews are just getting eviscerated in front of her.
Yeah.
And so, like, oh, but she can't react, though, because she's like the fucking hero protagonist.
But which she's is wild.
She's girl bossing her way through, like, family death. And it's just it's there to remind us of Ash.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And there's Ash in the earlier movies had emotional responses to everything.
Yeah. But like not in the popular consensus, because it doesn't matter what's in the movies. It matters what people remember about the movies.
Right.
It's the feeling they got out of it. Mm-hmm. And the feeling they got out of it was Army Darkness. Actually, it was just like, you know, cool dude with chainsaw arm and gun.
Come get some. Evil Dead 2. Yoshi, bitch. Let's go. Or I guess that's Army of Darkness.
But yeah. But like. And so. Those things get shoehorned in, and it flattens the character.
Yeah, it does, because I thought this I think the actress portraying her was really strong. Like,
yeah.
Really great. And if she had been given her own beats, like her own plot arcs to grow.
Yeah.
Like, when she picked up the chainsaw, she didn't need to say, come get some, but she does because Ash said it.
Right.
Even though we already had a come get some reference earlier on the pizza box when it said Henrietta's Pizza, come get some.
That's the level of fan service I want. Just in the background where I just can point, I can do
the Leonardo DiCaprio point. Yeah.
Yeah, I can do Leonardo DiCaprio point and say, ah, there it is. I remember that thing. That's all I want.
Right. Like, but Ash, iconic lines, Yoshi, bitch, let's go.
They do the
groovy, come get some. Those are Ash lines. Give this character her own Ash lines. Like, come on.
Right.
But no, she's still fucking rocked. Like, it was good. Like, a deadite Rat King zombie.
Yeah, like,
fucking sick.
If you haven't seen it, A, congrats for going through the spoilers. I'm proud of you. But B, turn your brain off. You have to turn your brain off.
Yeah.
Just completely shut that brain off and just enjoy the Goopo fest.
Yeah, it's really strong. Like, I thought it was shot really well. I thought there was really interesting choices made with the cinematography.
I like them introducing characters and immediately killing off characters.
Yeah.
Like, they do that a lot. They surprise you.
Yeah.
Like, I was surprised by, like, the choices that were happening.
Yes.
Which I thought was cool. Mm-hmm. Like, whatever. Like, every time I leave a movie, I'm like, I can do it better by doing this thing. But, like, and which I did this for this movie, too. Right. But, like, you know, it wasn't so noticeable. It wasn't so bad.
Yeah.
And, like.
It's definitely better than, say, Smile, which I just recently saw.
Am I enjoying it because my standards have been lowered?
A little bit, I would say. So here's things working in this movie's favor. that I would say you're not going to get from a lot of other movies. I'll directly compare it to Smile. Smile is over 2 hours long. This movie clocks in at a crisp hour and 40.
That's all you need.
Like,
that includes credits.
Yeah, it's a quick movie. It's effective. It's energetic. Could have been funnier. But
could have been funnier.
It wasn't going for that. Just like Evil Dead 1 wasn't really going for that. But it was still, like, it was effective. Like, when all the dead bodies are chanting, Dead by Dawn, Dead by Dawn, yeah. Really good. Effective.
Yeah, the tension was wrapped up. I was feeling tense in scenes.
Yeah.
Which, like, is hard for me, like, now that I've seen a lot of movies. It's hard to get tense in movies. But, like, I was getting tense, right? Because the person who made this movie, and I'm sorry, I don't remember.
Lee Cronin,
yeah. Of the Cronenbergs.
No.
Okay. No. Lee Cronin, like, it did a good job of, like, making a competent movie.
Yeah.
Right? Where you hint at things that are happening, right? And then you fall through by the thing happening.
Yeah.
You see the deadite slowly walk up to the person who's listening into headphones so she can't see that shit's happening behind her.
Yeah. Effective. That was effective.
Right. Just like, that's all I want. It's an effective movie.
Yeah.
Effective horror movie.
It's fun. There's energy. I think the action and, like, violence is interesting.
Creative, gross shit happening.
Like, one little detail I absolutely loved was when they throw the Rat King into the wood chipper and, like, the Rat King's dead. New Ash and little daughter all drive off. Then that new girl wanders down into the garage. Like, don't care for that. But all the little chunks of the dead Rat King are vibrating like it's still alive. I fucking love that. It's such a nice... This movie's full of cool little details.
Yeah, you know what that reminds me of? That reminds me of the dog in Return of the Living Dead where it's like cut in half and still like shaking.
Yep.
Right? I mean, like, whatever. It's not my favorite scene.
Right. What's your favorite scene in that movie?
Well, my favorite scene is actually the scene where all those punk goths hanging out in the graveyard.
Uh-huh.
And she's like...
Do you ever fantasize about being killed?
Never.
Do you ever wonder about all the different ways of dying, you know, violently? And wonder, like, what would be the most horrible way to die?
I try not to think about dying too much.
Well, for me, the worst way would be for a bunch of old men to get around me and start biting and eating me alive.
I see.
That's my favorite scene.
That's a great one.
But, you know, this movie is not that movie.
No.
Like, I think that...
It's fun. It's a lot of fun.
It has a style.
Yeah, it definitely... Yes, it has a style.
It wasn't a fun style, which is disappointing because, like, that's why I like Evil Dead 2. It's fun.
Yeah.
It's a fun style. There's no, like, Looney Tunes. There's no, like, hand, like, crawling through the wall, flipping you off.
Right.
You know?
No, this one's, like, straight serious horror, which I think it's effective because... I'm sorry. I know you haven't seen Smile.
You're on Smile.
Well, here's the thing. I was trying to compare it to the most modern horror movie I've seen recently, and it was Smile. And Smile's fine, but the movie is very specifically, it's like, oh, the evil monster, its power is trauma. You have to overcome trauma to defeat the monster. And there's none of that shit in Evil Dead Rise.
Yep. No, I'm with you on that.
It's like an evil monster who wants to fuck with you is killing you because you're like, I don't want my mom to kill me, but I want that mom to kill me. But, like, a lot of people would be very afraid if their mom went nuts and started killing them.
I fucking love that setup.
Yeah.
Right. Like, and also, like, that's a brave setup, too.
Yeah.
Right. Like, that.
It's a choice, a strong choice, especially with this actress. She fucking kills it, man.
Yeah. It's a big swing, too. Right. Because, like, this movie goes out of its way to, like, break all those Hitchcock rules.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't think we killed a dog, but we definitely killed children.
They killed the cat, didn't they, in the vent? Or, like, she heard a cat in the vent. I don't know if they showed the cat dying.
No, but, like, that was the hint that, no, they're getting in through the vents.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I even didn't hate the introduction. So the introduction had the hey, we're going to show you that this is a horror movie scene.
Yeah.
We're in a cabin. The girl's sick.
Yeah.
There's an asshole boyfriend.
Yep.
Who's playing around with a drone.
Yeah.
And, like, here's the thing. I don't hate it. It's what has to happen in these movies now.
Yeah.
right?
Because it does have to happen. Like,
it has to happen. We have to, like, you know, first thing is, like, you know, you got to, in the first minute, you got to hit him with, what is this movie and should I stick with it?
Yeah.
Right. And it does. And, like, I think it does it in an okay way. And it even tries to tie it back into the plot a little bit. So it just didn't seem like a random one off.
It didn't need to. Honestly, my favorite shot in the movie is when the Deadites rising from the lake and the soundtrack's like going off and it says Evil Dead rise from the mountains behind her. Like that was such a beautiful, like, that was the fun I was expecting from this movie.
Yeah. You know, even some of that fan service in the beginning, I didn't mind. I didn't mind the evil as it like kind of went across the lake. I knew it went too far though when they stepped on the eye. Like when there's a fight in a hallway.
Mm-hmm.
All the Deadites are like fighting, you know, killing people.
Yep. Mommy's going nuts.
And mommy steps on some guy's head.
She bites the guy's eye out and spits it at the other one.
Yeah. And then like, of course, the other person eats the eye.
Yeah. Like Evil Dead 2.
Right. But like, and like, oh shit, that's this shit's nasty. When I saw it in Evil Dead 2.
Yep.
I kind of wish that they played on it a little bit.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to be an eye. Maybe it was just like I don't know. It felt wrong. It felt like they were trying to just like insert scenes from Evil Dead 2 because they were like contractually obligated.
Right. If you go 10 minutes without a reference, people will forget you're making a reference.
Well, and just like, you know, it fucking worked though. Like, this movie's making gangbusters.
Yeah, no, like I'm happy that it's making a lot of money, because if more horror movies are like this, that's good. That's a good thing.
It is. And also, like, I'm kind of curious what they're going to do with the next one. Like, they're going to get a next one. Like, this made too much money.
And the director's talked about ideas he already has, and I do not want him to make the one about the priest lore in the basement.
Well,
I do not care.
And so here's my kind of theory about this, is that it feels like they took a script that was already written for another movie. It wasn't called Evil Dead.
Right.
And they read it and, like, you know what this could be? This could be an Evil Dead movie if we just inserted this, and this.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I don't know. Like, I can't confirm it. It feels that way because it feels like that it's a complete whole unit of a movie with Evil Dead things kind of like stuck in between the pages.
Right.
I think they do a good job of sticking it in between the pages for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
I like the Necronomicon.
Yeah.
I bought
it. It looked cool, the teeth.
Yeah. No, like it looked sick.
It looked good. It looked fucking good, man.
And also, like, I like the idea of opening up the Necronomicon and like the pages being slightly different and like moving and being evil.
Yeah. Watching the veins pulse on the book. That's
like evil books. Bring them back. They're cool.
Yeah. Not just the Bible.
Right. But also it felt disconnected from like a different story about like coming home as like a black sheep of the family, trying to reconnect as like an aunt to your family, realizing that you want to have your own family.
Yeah.
Like that, it feels like it's from a different movie.
Yeah. The Abobo stuff was not my favorite.
Abobo?
Abortion. Trying to make it cute.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Abobo from Double Dragon.
No, I was talking about Boobo for, you know, that owl.
Oh yeah, the owl.
Clash of the Titans.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's my first reaction. I think you should watch it.
Yeah, go see it. It's fun. Like,
thumbs up.
If you can turn the part of your brain that thinks off, you'll have a fucking great time. I had a fucking great time.
Have a Voodoo Ranger. I think that's I think that's why I had a good time. I had a big tall boy.
You had a big old tall boy, man. Oh, they're so fucking
good. This is a drinking movie. This is a drinking movie with friends.
Yeah. And like all of them are like, I mean,
very true. But this one in particular, I think serves better if you're with like a group of people and like a little bit buzzed.
I enjoyed it. Lots of great practical effects, blood, like shooting goo, like the girl who barfs up maggots, like eating glass. And she's like, I got to kill the thing in my belly. It's like, okay, that's an effective way to fuck with someone who's pregnant.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
That's
what a Deadite would do. A Deadite would totally just like eat glass.
Yeah. Like that was good. I liked Danny when he was a Deadite because he had the milked over white Deadite eyes, which are my personal favorite Deadite eyes.
I like the ones where it's like kind of like milky, but you can kind of still see through it a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You
know? And also like hard plastic.
Yeah.
You got to make those people blind.
It's a fun movie. Like it's a lot of fun. Go see it. Evil Dead Rise.
And I give Evil Dead Rise a
groovy.
Yeah, I give it a groovy. It was great. Go see it. It rules.
Bye.
Bye.
Here's what she said to me.
Part it down! Yeah.